Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ollie Bijma. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Rigney. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Johnny Rigney. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Gantenbian. Batting second. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting third. The right fielder, D. Miles. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Brucker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eric Tipton. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Dario Lodigiani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantenbian scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler strikes out. Two outs. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tipton. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling bunts towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter fires to first and has McNair trapped. There's the throw to Gantenbian, who tags McNair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Brucker moves to second. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney strikes out. One out. Ollie Bijma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bijma is 0 for 1 in the game. Bijma hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. QL hits a line drive towards first. Chapman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantenbian takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler bunts towards the mound. Rigney juggles the ball. That's an error on Rigney. Gantenbian moves to second. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 1 in the game. Miles bunts towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. Gantenbian moves to third. Ambler moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Johnson is walked intentionally. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantenbian scores. Ambler moves to third. Johnson moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field. Walker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Walker. Ambler scores. Johnson scores. Brucker moves to third. Chapman moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brucker scores. Chapman moves to third. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic tags and scores. One out. It's 5-2, Athletics. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-1 in the game. Potter hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbian is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantenbian hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantenbian. The throw from Rensa and he is out, Appling applying the tag. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-2 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. Miles hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rensa strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bijma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. McNair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Ollie Bijma. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chapman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lottigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jackie Hayes now playing second base. Dario Lottigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lottigiani is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lottigiani hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 2 in the game. Potter hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Tipton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lottigiani settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0 for 2 in the game. Miles hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miles. The throw from Rensa and he is safe. Miles steals second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miles scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Earl Brucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 9-2, Athletics. Eric Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher pinch hits for Tony Renza. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brucker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Johnny Rigney. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-4, Athletics. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Tresh now catching. Clint Brown now pitching. Dario Lodigiani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lodigiani is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lodigiani hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0-for-3 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantenbien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lodigiani fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.